The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you, and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Spiegel at home.
Good vibes, baby.
Afternoons on the Score.
Yeah, so we're fortunate that Thomas went through it last year. You know, he was at Carolina, obviously, and so we got to glean some information from him. We certainly talked to guys throughout the league that have had this early pick, you know, at quarterback, and got a lot of good information.
What are you
from those guys?
Like just practice reps or psychology? Or
everything. Everything, the whole process. You would go through the whole process of that. And, you know, certainly have good friends in the league that you would lean on to talk to that about. And we certainly got some good information for those guys.
North Carolina!
Anytime that Petey Pablo comes on, I'm going to address it. And I appreciate Chris Tannehill for playing it.
I appreciate the cultural exchange, which gets me to hang out and listen to Petey Pablo.
Take his shirt off.
In an afternoon when I probably would not have on my own. So thank you.
You should.
Yeah?
Tanny and I had a really good conversation about the latest Common album. We had similar thoughts about the latest Common album. I did listen to the last Childish Gambino album this week while we were in Vegas.
Ooh.
I enjoyed it way more than I thought I was going to.
That's interesting.
Yeah. Yeah, he does a lot of cool stuff sonically.
That's a talented man.
Yeah.
That is a multifaceted, talented individual.
My guy, Tony Gill, a long time ago said top five in the business right now as far as talent goes.
He also said that Migos is a modern day Beatles.
He did. And we and we slapped his hand down for that because it's really ridiculous. I think he actually might have a point on Childish Gambino, though. When you look at the show that he created, Atlanta, the music that he's created, his acting ability, he might have a point about Donald Glover. Anyway.
It didn't go well for Thomas Brown in Carolina last year. After he took over, Frank Reich was the offensive guru, the head coach, and the play caller to start the year. They went 1-10, and Frank Reich got the boot. And even before he got the boot, Thomas Brown took over. He did what, last six games, I think it was?
Here's the breakdown. Our friend Carmen Vitale of Fox Sports.
The first six games.
She put out a very long tweet this morning when the announcement was made, and I thought that it added a really important layer of context to Carolina last year. She writes, "One thing I think should be clarified about new Bears OC Thomas Brown is that for a large portion of the season last year in Carolina, Brown was not the offensive play caller, head coach Frank Reich was. Brown took over the duties the final six games after Reich was fired, and prior to that, he had called plays just one full game in October after Carolina started 0-6, and then the final drive versus the Texans where the Panthers scored a game-winning field goal for their first win of 2023. Prior to last year, Brown had multiple interviews for OC, including the Bears, an interview for the Titans' head job after they fired Vrabel. Brown spent 3 years in L.A. with the Rams as Sean McVay's running back coach before that. It's an uphill battle considering we're over halfway through the NFL season, but I was seeing too many people attributing Bryce Young's first season to Brown And that's not the full story.
That is excellent context. So not the play caller for the bulk of that year, and given the job for one game after the 0-6 start, and then given the job for the final few games of the year, right? And so you give all that context. I will add this tweet from Thomas Brown's wife.
Oh.
Last December 10th, as unearthed by Connor Allen.
Is this source reliable?
I'm going to say yes.
Are we sure it's her account?
Yes.
Do you trust something your wife says about you in a public space? Would you trust Steen?
Yes. Three for three. So I feel good about moving forward. But thank
you. How are you doing today?
Solid. Thank you for asking. Appreciate it. Feel like it's been a good show. I like this show. Connor Allen said, remember that the Panthers had no talent, and Thomas Brown's wife mentioned that he was essentially just a placeholder. The last two games, it looked like they were just running the ball to end the game sooner. That was the observation, right? Here was the tweet. A Charlotte sports fan tweeted this last December, Lawrence. You ready? If we're keeping it a buck, Thomas Brown should be fired tomorrow. And then Thomas Brown's wife replied with this. We are fired. We just have to stay behind because someone has to call plays. If you guys know someone else to do the next 4 weeks, give Tepper a holler. Laughing, crying face emoji. As if this is fun for us. Dude, how about that?
I like her.
Dude, I like her too. And the truth is, you got to finish out a season, which frankly is our reality. Like, maybe if they've been hesitant to fire Flus, then who are they going to promote? John Hoke, or promote Richard Hightower, or somebody else who's never done it before? Promote Eric Washington? They could promote Thomas Brown. I mean, all of that. But if they didn't want to fire Waldron, well, we got to scramble. At least they have a guy in house who has called plays before. So you worry about turning into a we're just getting through the season. Let's just run the ball to get through the damn season. When you've got a kid like Caleb, they had a kid like Bryce Young, and that's what it turned into down there.
But that's the last few games. I think that the situation is different because Carolina was clearly not going anywhere last year. Even if we saw Bryce Young play like Jaden Daniels, I don't think they were going anywhere because they didn't have a lot of talent. I imagine that inside the Bears locker room, there are people that, even with their problems, going, guys, we still have a chance. All of our games inside the division are right in front of us, and all we need to do is win the next game.
Well, let's hear how TJ Edwards feels about Thomas Brown in this moment as the 4-5 Bears have replaced their offensive coordinator. Here's TJ with our midday show earlier today.
Yeah, so my freshman year at Wisconsin, he was a running backs coach when I showed up. So he had, you know, Melvin Gordon and all those things. So along with Coach Beattie as well, the receivers coach. So it's kind of crazy when I came in here this year to see those guys, and just haven't seen them for a while. It's awesome to see. And going against Coach Brown last year in Carolina and things like that, I know dude is just an absolute workhorse. I mean, he's a hands-on guy who wants to see everything that the players are seeing, and a guy who truly loves what he does. And I know that he's going to bring some juice. I do. I know he's going to bring some energy. And I'm excited to see it. I am excited to see kind of where we go. But I know that it's never just one thing, right? So we got to kind of that is what it is right now. But as a defense, and that's what I'm focused on, is how we can stop these teams that are coming in here.
Juice and energy are great, okay? What I want is accountability. What I want is someone to really think out what the game plan is going to be. I am all for the energy, and I think that when you hear it in Thomas Brown's voice, that it gives you a little bit of hope. I want that to be matched with him looking at the opponent and finding the best way to use all the weapons that the Bears have. I want those practices. I want players to be like, yeah, our practices have been a lot more crisp now that he has taken over, that we feel like, even if we lose, we are doing it the right way instead of leaving points and opportunities on the table like the Bears have done over the last 3 weeks.
Yeah, no, that's fair, man. That's I would add to that. I would want him to forge a connection with the quarterback where he figures out what the quarterback can do and what the quarterback can't do. And the quarterback is comfortable saying, as Kurt Warner has said to us before, as others have intimated, that they have a thing where the quarterback's like, you know what, I'm having a hard time with that. All right, let's take it out. Let's just do stuff that you can do and build it.
Or why are you having a hard time
both.
With it? Because that right there can be the difference between throwing a play away and saying, well, have you looked at it from this point of view? This is why we're doing this.
This is part of a larger thing that I keep thinking about, but like, the ask of Caleb is not the ask I expected. Like, they, you know, like,
well,
hold on to that. Because the ask has been big.
We can talk about that inside of our next segment. We are going to get back to talking about the news of the day, the fact that Shane Waldron has been fired. We'll throw all that into a gumbo for you. Stick around. The last hour of Spiegel and Holmes is next on The Score.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience over all comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at newbalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com